Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Everybody, Kate Delaney live from our plush Dallas studios. What a week it was, and what it's setting up to be, that's for sure. 2016 couldn't have been hotter, as we're talking about this presidential run. We'll talk about that. It couldn't be hotter right now, that is. Also, a couple of people inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. We'll have a little sports shorts that we'll mix in between all the conversation about what's happening politically speaking. You know, I keep checking these polls, and I'm not surprised by the polls, but Trump is a major factor, at least as part of the conversation. You know, I always say it's about the conversation, right? So Trump now is at the top of the CNN ORC poll. Just today, I was reading that on my way back from Philadelphia, from the East Coast. I spent some time there with family and whatnot, and this poll that I saw shows that once again, he's got 18% of the support among Republicans. The former Florida governor, Jeb Bush, 15%. How does Jeb Bush feel when a guy like Trump is trumping him in the polls? And then Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, 10%. Not great. Not great at all. And then it goes from there, all the other candidates who are really barely in double digits or in single digits. And, you know, you look at this. An NBC News Marist poll on Sunday shows that Trump leads among New Hampshire Republican primary voters. We have people listening in New Hampshire. And just trailing Walker by a tiny bit in Iowa. So I don't know, is anyone stunned by this? Are you surprised? Is it something about Trump's style where he can say whatever he wants? Because let's face it, he has more money on the board than he can move around in any direction he wants. So he's free, he's not handcuffed by what he's saying. Because every single time a poll comes out, and listen, you could say one is more liberal-leaning or more conservative-leaning, but in this case, we're talking about just Republicans being polled. Where is Ted Cruz? Where's Senator Cruz? Where's Senator Rand Paul? Where's all the others who declared, who are lifetime politicians? They're not showing up at the top the way Trump is. So he's on to something, whether people like it or not. There are people that are interested in Donald Trump. Now, having said that, do I think he's going to win the election? No. I don't think he's going to win the election, but I think he's going to cause problems for people who feel like they have a real shot at winning this thing. He's pushing them to the back of the pack. And then, you know, it's interesting because Cruz, who seemed like he was rallying a lot of people around him, jumped into the game early, had a crazy thing that happened to him. Over the weekend, the Senate held a very rare, and that's why it's great that we're live here on America Tonight, a very, very rare Sunday session because they were going to cast some votes, right? But there was massive drama. It was like Lifetime movie drama on steroids for men. And there were a ton of bricks, virtual bricks, being thrown at Senator Ted Cruz for criticizing the majority leader, Mitch McConnell. So Cruz is hardly close to punching his ticket in any direction. John Cornyn from Texas, Orrin Hatch from Utah, both jumped up to come back against a floor speech that Cruz gave on Friday accusing McConnell of lying. Accusing him of lying. You know, it's interesting because I'm going to give you the more specifics on this. Here's what Hatch said. He said, squabbling and sanctimony may be tolerated in other venues and perhaps on the campaign trail, but they have no place among colleagues in the United States Senate. Cruz was defending himself for making the accusation that Mitch McConnell had lied when he denied striking a deal to allow the vote to revive the Export-Import Bank. He said, speaking the truth about actions is entirely consistent with civility. Entirely. Isn't this interesting? So this was, this whole deal was right in front of the upper chamber, the Senate, defeating a procedural vote to repeal Obamacare and taking a step toward reviving the Federal Export-Import Bank. Both amendments on a highway bill, a must-pass highway bill. So Cruz's floor speech on Friday started this fuse, lit this contest, where he was trying to take down Mitch McConnell. So how about that? McConnell has said that given support for the Export-Import Bank, no special deal was needed to bring it to a vote, and then look what happened. So this rare Sunday vote, and certainly there were a couple of senators anyway that pounded Cruz to the ground. So the senators, by the way, voted 67-26 to advance legislation to do that bank I talked about, to revive the bank, jumping over a procedural hurdle, making it likely it'll be added to the highway bill, because that was the idea. What do we do with the highway bill? How do we get this sucker going? There was a separate vote to repeal Obamacare, and how many of these have we had? And that doesn't move anywhere. 60 votes were needed. The total was 49-43. But this highway bill has a deadline attached to it of July 31st. So if Congress doesn't act by then, states are going to lose money, bucks, in your backyard for highway and other projects, problems in the middle of summer construction season. Think of the kind of winter some of us had, and think of potholes, all that kind of stuff, and what won't get done. And there's been such a debate over the highway bill and funding of it. Remember the whole gasoline tax? It hasn't gone up. Let's throw a gasoline tax on this. So all of this conversation about the highway bill, this is it. It's do or die now at this point. Now, August is vacation time. So I don't know about you, but I'm pretty good at math nowadays anyway. Not in the past, but I am now. There's not a lot of time between this August recess. Their bags are packed. They're ready to go. So they want this to wrap up. I mean, the House has already passed a 5-month extension of transportation programs without that Export-Import Bank included. And the House leaders, even the Democrats and the Republicans, are pretty reluctant to take up the Senate version of this. But now there's only a few days before this August vacation. You got a week, basically. So whatever they're in the middle of, they got to wrap it. But the bottom line here is with the highway bill, if they don't do anything, I'll say it again, states lose money for highway and other transportation projects in the middle of what is a busy season in the summer construction season. So could be affecting you. That's why there's the big push here. But Ted Cruz is the one who gets the black eye for criticizing Mitch McConnell. Coming up on the flip side, tragedy last week at a Louisiana movie theater. Unbelievable, right? Here we go again. More shakes out on that. We'll talk about it on the flip side. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to alkavision.com to find out more. That's alkavision.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Whoa, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other child wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue Ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow.
Yeah. Wake up, America. Boy, oh, boy. I hate to jump into all the ugly stuff. We started with a poll and Trump being most of the conversation. And what is it about Donald Trump that he is really head and shoulders above everybody else? It's not 2016. We're not even at the top of the year. Things will really move fast once we hit December and then swing into January. Remember, we're less than a year away from both conventions, Republicans and the Democrats. The Democrats, as much as we hear from Sanders, Bernie Sanders, and how people are being drawn to him, especially younger people or independents, Hillary Clinton has bagged the Democratic nomination. There's no question. That'd be the story. That'd be a real shocker if she didn't get it. Now, the Republicans, it's a cast of characters. You know, when you're talking 15, could be 20. By the time we get to the first debate, it's a whole different story. So I think with the Ted Cruz deal, as we flop into this segment to finish that off, to ice that off, this is the deal. I think Orrin Hatch especially is trying to say, back off, Cruz, because you know why? We're not eating our own. You're on the campaign trail. We're here. And when you jump out and do the sleight of hand to Mitch McConnell, once again, we're pulling out the rug on ourselves. It is kind of one of those things where it's a balancing act. You know, you're a senator. The whole thing with voting, the whole thing of what's going on, this highway bill is important, whatever the bills are. But you're running, too, for the highest office in the land. And then in balancing that, that creates problems, especially when you go after the majority leader, not surprised, John Cornyn and Orrin Hatch, who both have leverage and have been there a while, would jump on him for that. Does it affect anything along the campaign trail. For Cruz, I don't think so. Cruz has a bigger problem. He's Nowheresville. There are people that are coming out to see him, but he's not really showing up that high in the polls. So what does that mean? How much money does he pump into it? He'll be on the stage for the debate. If I'm his campaign manager, if I'm a campaign manager for any of the Republicans who are going to make it on the stage for the first debate, that's what I'm focusing on. I'm focusing on that, what the message is for real, what it is, drill deep to the tiniest, tiniest, smallest target. Yo, what are you about? Who are you? What can you tell the American people that's authentic? That's authentic. That's true to you and how you see yourself as President of the United States. Cut through the nonsense and the circus. Got to mention this because this is a sad story. Bobby Christina Brown, ring a bell, been in a coma since January, died at the age of 22. Tragedy continues for that family. She's the daughter of Whitney Houston. So she's in Atlanta hospital. Remember, they found her the end of January in a bathtub, much like they say her mother was found. I think she was really struggling with her mother's death. So she's the daughter of Bobby Brown and Whitney Houston. And you know, it's crazy. It just goes to show you about the whole money and happiness thing. You know, her net worth was like $20 million. So this wasn't a despondent, my mother died, my life, material life fell apart. It wasn't that at all. I think she was incredibly, incredibly crushed by her mother's death. I mean, she had problems, obviously, along the way. But we knew that once this thing happened in January, it was not looking good. So now just this really becomes official. 7 months. 7 months after they found her, that was it. Boy, awful, huh? And it's interesting because she was part of they had one of those reality shows. Of course, they had a reality show, but it was a long time ago. It was 10 years ago, and she was part of that. It was called Being Bobby Brown, and so you would see her on that show. But Bobby Brown and Whitney Houston divorced a couple of years after that. So I think it was they find her face down, her mother face down in a foot of water in her bathtub at the Beverly Hills Hotel right before the Grammy Awards in 2012. Prescription drugs, cocaine, all that kind of stuff. Bobby Christina was 18 years old when that happened, when she saw that, and I think that threw her for an incredible loop. But anyway, Bobby Christina dead at the age of 22. I said this. Here we go again with this terrible movie shooting. It happened when I was away, and I'll tell you, it's, you know, the headline grabbed me because I thought, oh, man, what are we talking about now? So we're talking about a guy named John Russell Hauser, who shot 11 people in a movie theater in Louisiana, Lafayette, Louisiana, but he had a history, decades of mental problems. He still was able to buy a gun. How did he get a gun? Because this is the one thing that we've all agreed on and talked about, pro-gun, anti-gun, you know, whatever. So he had very obvious signs, public signs of mental illness. A Georgia judge, for goodness sake, had committed him to a mental health facility against his will back in 2008. He walks into a pawn shop in Alabama. This is where he gets the gun. Buys a .40 caliber handgun. So he killed two people, wounded nine other people at a Thursday showing of the movie Trainwreck, the comedy. Three people still hospitalized. So they say he should have, that should have been reported to the state and the federal databases. Because that's the whole idea. Remember, okay, we've got these databases, and that'll keep people with serious mental illness from buying guns. So we don't have to worry about that. Something failed. Not a good thing. And this guy had plenty of complaints against him. Plenty of complaints. But that yet the whole background check thing didn't happen with him. Didn't a blip on the radar screen, nothing. Nothing. A month after he bought the gun last year, the family that bought his foreclosed house filed suit to evict him. So he's had all kinds of problems. He left, but he tampered with the gas lines. He threw paint and poured concrete in the plumbing. All kinds of vandalism, all kinds of stuff. His wife filed for divorce, saying that it was their relationship was a mess, broken, didn't know where he was, and then he pops up, unfortunately. And this time it's at that hospital. So anyway, outside the theater, Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal said Friday that this is not the time to so much discuss gun control, but to talk about, you know, how did this guy get the gun? How did all of this happen? Here's more from Jindal himself, and he's being questioned by a reporter.
So in Louisiana, we passed a law. We strengthened our law a couple of years ago. So if he'd been committed here, as he was involuntarily in another state, according to our laws, that would have gone directly into the federal database, the instant background check. He wouldn't have been able to buy that gun. And he's never been able to buy a gun. Look, one of the disturbing patterns we see in these cases is folks with mental illness, a history of mental illness, being able to get these guns. That should never have happened. He never should have been able to buy that gun.
Even in Alabama? So you're saying that he should not have been able to buy that gun?
Absolutely. And obviously law enforcement will have to figure out what happened. But in Louisiana, according to our law, if he was involuntarily committed to a mental health facility, that information would have gone into the background check, and that should have prevented him from being able to buy a gun. Absolutely. And look, we've got a system in place, so folks with a history of mental illness, folks with felony convictions shouldn't be able to buy guns.
Yeah, so there you go. Terrible, terrible, terrible tragedy for the people that were in that theater, for the families. You know, it's not just the people themselves, it's the people connected to them getting those awful phone calls. What? They went to a movie? What happened? Are you kidding me? Yeah. He shouldn't have been able to get it. That should have been stopped. I mean, for goodness sake, when we talk about mental illness, this is the one area, especially when there's lots of documentation over it, there's no excuse for that. There's no excuse. This is an area where we can massively improve, for goodness sake. How about that waiting period? How about something to block this guy who was clearly, clearly unbalanced throughout his whole life? Coming up, you sent me tons of emails. We're going to go through the mailbag. Plus, if you want to throw in a phone call, what do you think? What's the way to curb this and make sure they get in the databases? Or maybe you think it's not right. 855-266-5283. Meet you in a flash.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
In 1965, this is the sound. Come in some time. One more time. One more time. One more time. Where to see? Metal Jack. Papa's got a brand new bag.
Reminder from America tonight. Woo! We're giving away a next book. In fact, we're giving away a couple of next books. We'll do that as we swing into the beginning of August. Make sure you go to KateOnTheRoad.com. KateOnTheRoad.com. Once you're there, you'll see a place where you can click on, just put in your email, and you'll be entered into the drawing. Pass on the info to people you know who have the ability to bring the show to your neck of the woods as we are broadcasting all over the place. You saw we went to Washington. We were broadcasting there and talking to some teachers about things that were happening in the classroom and things that aren't happening in the classroom, etc. And we certainly have taken the show all over the place. We want to continue to do that and head perhaps into your backyard. Easiest way to do that, KateOnTheRoad.com. Click, enter the drawing, because you could win a next book. It's very cool. I got it sitting right in front of me. Detachable keyboard. And it's great. And because I just traveled, I used it where you can jump on and use it as a tablet or use it with the keyboard, but very, very easy to maneuver, watch movies, whatever it is that you need to do. I feel the need because there's so much negativity, so many dark clouds that are flying over our heads with the nonsense with how does a chronically mentally ill guy get this gun from the pawn shop? He's not in the database. And then, look, innocent people lose their lives. You know, if there's one thing we can do, because I think people should have the right to bear arms. I go back to the Constitution. But regardless of that, let's do a few things, at least, that should be done. And there's one of them. That's a tough loophole, though. It's a tough thing to determine. But in his case, it was pretty clear. So there was no gray area. There was a massive record, a trail of all kinds of things with him. Not a, oh, this guy had a one-off situation, or, gosh, how many people go through depression? It's not that kind of a situation. Because I would fear that the pendulum would swing too much in the other direction. Hey, you can always weigh in on that, too. You can tweet me at Real Radio Talk or send me an email at americatonight.net. In a second, we're going to go check the mailbag. But first, how about the daily salute? So let's have a little clearing here. You know, you think of the mailman. Do you know your mailman? Do you say hi to him? Do you give him a Christmas card? Or it could be a woman. Do you know the mail carrier? I know when I was a kid, like, I loved the mail. We knew our mail guy. He knew what was going on. Cause they see your mail, right? And if they're friendly and awesome, it used to be, they knew everybody. Maybe times are different, but an 85-year-old Nebraska guy is saying if it wasn't for his mail carrier, he'd be dead. He'd be dead. He fell in the yard. It was steaming hot. And Marvin Scarta just decided, I'm doing my yard work. I'm okay. I'm cool. I'm going to do it. So he fell over when he was trying to pick up weeds. He had some kind of a rib injury. He didn't have the strength to get back up. His neighbors were working. So he thought, I'm going to die. I'm just going to die. And I was pulling weeds. He even said, I just started praying because I knew, you know, I'm toast. That's it. I'm done for. Who's going to be able to help me? So what did happen was that 24-year-old Aaron Mueller heard him kind of cry out, and across the street he's delivering mail. So he was filling in on the route. He ran to the backyard, found him, helped him up, and then made sure he was okay. At the end of his route, he came back to make sure he was okay because he knew, you know, this guy was confused from the heat. After he was done delivering the mail, he made some calls to more family members and a doctor, all that kind of stuff. And so I got to say that this 24-year-old, instead of just ignoring, like, eh, I got this route to do, probably no big deal. No, he responds. He does something about it, comes back again to check on him. I'm going to say that 24-year-old Aaron Mueller, you deserve some applause from the live studio audience in Minnesota. Yeah, here's what I like, too, because they made such a big deal about it. He gets it. He's a millennial dude, right? He gets it because they're trying to make a big deal about it. And he says, look, if someone needs help, you just help them. It's not a question. I didn't do anything exceptional. I was just helping him. Good Samaritan, maybe, he's saying, because everybody wanted to tell him that. But he said, I'm like, not a hero. I just did what you should do. But see, that's the thing, young Adam. A lot of people don't do what you should do. Just being neighborly, being a good guy, hearing something. Sometimes people freak out and they think, oh, I'm not getting involved. I'm not getting, whatever that is. I'm not even making a phone call to somebody. So he did more than make a phone call. Didn't call 911 and say, hey, there's something's going, no. He responds. He goes back there. He helps them out. I mean, this guy thought he was going to die. He was going to have a heat stroke. He had the rib injury. Wasn't going anywhere. So, bravo. On that note, speaking of mail carriers, we have our virtual mail. Let's turn to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. This one from Philip, listening to us in Illinois. And Philip says, hey, Kate, missing you. Got to tell you, this situation with the movie theater shooting is so troubling. Troubling as somebody who's a gun owner. I know you've talked about this on your show before. There are certain things that should happen. There are some databases that should have names in it. Quite clearly, this man was not right from the word go. Gets a gun, is more distraught than one can imagine. And then that's the end. Could have been even worse than it was, but hard to imagine. You can't discount any deaths, and there were several, along with the people who were injured. Terrible, terrible tragedy. We need to reexamine a few things. Yeah, I've already gone off on this. I am absolutely for for the right to have a gun. I think it's wrong to take rights away. However, responsible gun ownership is high on my list. People I know that have guns or a lot of different kinds of guns, very responsible people. And, you know, they know exactly how to use them. They know exactly what to do. They reinforce and take other classes and all that kind of stuff. But none of them fall into the category of beyond comprehension in their mind. And this guy fell into that category. All right, here's another one. This one from Chaz in Florida. Kate, you know what's going on, I'm sure, with these boys and the fact that they have been missing. Sad story. This is one of those boating things. And in Florida, at least, a lot of people are talking about that, talking about, will they find them? What's going to happen? The longer you're gone, the more chances they won't find you. So it's pretty darn sad. You know, I have to say, even Joe Namath got involved in this. And I was wondering what you think about kids and boats and all that kind of stuff. Well, that's a wide open ask. What do I think about kids and boats? As somebody who grew up, you know, we were fortunate enough, my whole family was involved in this, where it was no Great Shakes, it was no Beverly Hills Mansion on the water, but we in the month of August would go down to Wildwood Crest, New Jersey, and we got in neighbors' boats. I mean, the people around me that were year-round people had boats, and I know I was 14, and I think of this now, and I think, well, the boats that I was on were people. Did we know what we were doing when we went to the ocean, when we went through the various channels to get out of the bay? And I would like to say yes. I'd like to say yes. But maybe that's not correct. It seemed like it. Is 14 too young? An impossible thing for me to answer, because do you have a freak accident that happens? Or, is it something else? We need more details, I guess is the key thing here. More details on specifics of what, you know, where they were going, all that kind of thing, as far as the boat is concerned. All right, here's one from Joe who says, Kate, what do you think of the president and his Kenya trip? He says that he's the first Kenyan to be president. Certainly in Kenya they're excited about it. But I have to say, with so much going on here, does he ever stay put? Well, you know, presidents do travel, so I don't know that I can fault him for that. I was with a cab driver in D.C. who was beyond excited that Obama was going to Kenya and saying how great it was for that country, and wouldn't it be great if he went to Ethiopia, because they have nice people and it's a great country and they're really, really suffering, and the tourist industry is off a bit, and that's a problem because they rely on tourists, and if more people would go to Ethiopia, they would have a better experience, is basically, you know, what he told me. So what do I think of the Kenya trip? Obama said that Kenya's at a crossroads and that the U.S. is going to stand with Kenya against terrorism. And, you know, that's the whole thing. I mean, the president, by the way, is making that trip to Ethiopia, and he's talking about human rights. So he's there in Africa, and they cherry-picked a few places. So Ethiopia was one of them. The cab driver didn't realize that he was going there. But pretty much from what Obama said, he closed the visit, and it's historic because you've never had a sitting president that's gone to Kenya. You've had Jimmy Carter went to Kenya, but it was after he was president, so he's a former president. He talked about the country, its evolution. He talked about young Kenyans and that they don't have to be constrained because they're not limited to the options like his grandfather was. So I think for the Kenyans, it was a very big deal. 4,500 people saw the press. Hey, stay with us.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
The duh moment of the week coming up before we skedaddle from this hour. But we're talking about a couple of things, including the shooting in Louisiana. Fair or foul as far as knowing what was wrong with this guy, not having him in the data, in the database, would it have made a difference? 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE. Let's go out to Grimm, who I'm sure has some thoughts on that terrible shooting, horrific for the people who were just there to see a comedy. Hey, Grim.
Glad to have you back, Kate. It's good to
hear. Hey, Grim. I'm glad you called.
You know, I'm kind of a little bit different about this shooting because, really, everything you talked about, the mailman and some other little segments there that you discussed, concerning the mailman and people, this is the problem. You know, I mean, you can go back to the old sayings, you know. You no longer can just have your screen door open. You know, you got to have bars. You know, this is the problem, Kate. This is what causes it. It doesn't matter how many laws they pass. It doesn't matter how much control they try to get. If somebody wants to get a weapon, they'll get a weapon.
It's true about that. I agree. I think that there would be a huge, if we had gun control, I think the black market would be booming in the United States. Are you kidding me?
It's like the old saying, the only person that would have guns would be the criminals.
Yeah, I agree. I do agree with that, yes.
Yeah. It's like the old saying, you know, the only reason you put a lock on a door or put a lock on a gate is to keep honest people honest.
There you go.
I could sit here and go on and on. What it really boils down to is, you know, how many people in your own neighborhood do you go out and have a weekly barbecue with?
Yeah, not that many.
It used to be, you know, neighbors, you know, we want to socialize, but we don't want to get close nowadays.
You know what? You know what? It is so funny that you say that. It's just so sad, though, when the way you say that, that we want to, we want to socialize, but we don't want to get close. And
right.
So what's that about? Because we don't have time, because we're on electronics all the time, because we're just too busy to be friendly. I mean, that's sad.
I remember when my parents, you know, my dad used to curse the phone. He said, you can't tell the person whether he's, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Or whatnot. But when you're standing in front of a person having a conversation, you know.
Yes.
It's just like a lot of people don't. There's some people that do, but a lot of people don't know why Indians used to shake the way they shake when they grab all the way up to near the elbow. It's because they could feel your pulse rate to tell if you were lying.
Wow, is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
You know.
I like that.
At the end of a deal, they didn't shake hands. They shook near the elbow, and they laid their two fingers right in the middle of your bent elbow on their artery there.
Wow.
And they could tell.
That's interesting. Yeah. Whether or not you were being truthful or authentic, yeah.
Yeah, it was just a way of treaties between the chiefs that, you know, they knew each other, which they called the Indian handshake. I'm sure you heard
of
that. Yeah,
I've heard of that.
As far as things go, I can go back before you were born. Down in Marriott and in New Orleans, they had to literally take out a shooter there with a bazooka. I don't know if you can recall that.
Wow.
And here's the thing. I have Excel. I'm going to do this. I'm going to go to Abstracts and Statistics, which is put together for the government through grant money, where they put together everything that happens and then take a census. And like it says in the Bible, there's nothing new underneath the sun. And believe me, I bet because of the population growth that you're going to find out that the numbers are going to be the same as the population has grown with shootings. It's this sensationalism. And when they jumped out there and they tried their best to associate this man with the Tea Party and everything, you know, and that's it. This modern day electronics, which is disassociating us from each other.
Yeah, I agree. And there's a big, you really pulled it around for us, Grim. There's a big disconnect across the country for many, many reasons, and part of the reasons for what you just said. And it's sad. It's sad that we're in that state, no question about it.
Well, we're starting. You can see some change. People are wanting it. Same with the politicians. Because like you said in the Second Amendment, you believe in it. Well, did you know legally in the Second Amendment that the most essential part of that is separated with a comma? And every one of them up there in D.C. know that because they're all attorneys. And it says, shall not infringe. And it doesn't mean just for guns. It means the whole Constitution, because that's what it's about, is your right.
Right.
Should not
right,
be
and
infringed.
That's why the Founding Fathers were so great
smart
in putting this document together, smart, because they knew, they looked at and they went through the situation where they were meeting in secret, where they were trying to break away from the Brits and everything that that entailed, including people who were afraid to do that, who were not colonialists because they were loyal to the crown. So even looking at it from that point of view, it's incredible that they had the sense to look that far down the road and realize things that could happen.
Yeah, well, you know your history, and
yeah,
I know this too. They wanted to take their guns away. That was supporting them for putting food on the table.
Yeah.
And they also...
Exactly.
It was a necessity which got rid of the tyranny. So, no. And that's why they put it in there, is because they knew that if our government ever rose up against us, we would have the weapons to suppress it. And
I believe that. Yeah, absolutely.
And that's why they separated it with a comma. It's the most strongest thing, but it means everything to the Constitution when they separate those words. Shall not infringe upon search and seizure. Shall not infringe. I don't care where you go.
Yep, exactly.
Is that simple?
You're right.
Line is the whole Constitution. Shall not infringe.
Yep. Yep, don't trample on the rights. Yeah, exactly.
Don't tread on me.
Yeah, I like that. Don't tread on me. When I was a kid, that used to be my favorite flag. Don't tread on me. I love it. Grim, I am so glad that you called in. Thanks. You added something to the show for sure, as always, in talking about the shooting, bringing it back around again. You heard what he had to say. I mean, obviously, yes, it's you don't want to take rights away. It's sad what we're seeing, what's happening, because if there is anything that's going to stick out, if there is somebody who's in trouble, whatever, if you had those tight neighborhoods, you would see it and be able to respond. You would see it. But we didn't see it. Unfortunately. Unfortunately. And he was able to get into the movie theater, and now people are dead and people are injured as a result of that. As a result. Quick side note here, not to end on a depressing note, but because we went through Shark Week a couple of weeks ago, I saw a shark off the Jersey Shore, just, you know, 5 feet long. I think it was a sand shark, but it's still freaky to me to see that. And I have my nephew and other kids jumping up my back. Of course, it was five blocks down, and we saw it when they were reeling it in, but crazy. So this is very sad. A woman watched her father being mauled to death by a very large shark over the weekend. They were diving off the Australian island of state of Tasmania. She had returned to their boat with scallops. They were scallop diving. A lot of times you get to do that in Florida for people here in the United States. But they had collected them, a bunch of other people, and her father, in his late 40s, hadn't surfaced after her. So she became worried, went down to check on her. She saw a large shark, saw her father being attacked by the shark. It happened off the East Coast. They say that it was 15 feet long. A great white shark was seen in that area, so they believe this is what it was. It was this shark. And the last fatal shark attack off the Australian coast happened in February, and it was a Japanese tourist who lost both legs to a great white shark. So very, very sad. Wow, what is going on? And then we saw the Mick Fanning thing, the professional Australian surfer who made his first return to the water, by the way, after he fought off a large shark during a World Surf competition in South Africa. I mean, all of a sudden, we really are talking about harrowing escapes from sharks, or sadly, ones that don't work out. Yo, yo, thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin-kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin-kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin-kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited-time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.